Episode 8, podcast number 8 of the Insane Ramblings of Crazy Old Men, where Ray and Mike talk about the coronavirus, PETA, and President Putin. Bonjour, Michael.
Bonjour, mon ami. Is that for the benefit of our French listener?
It is, French listeners. I think it's two. We've had a 100% increase in our French listeners.
Are you sure
listeners.
One hasn't passed away from this virus? You know the beer, Corona?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
The manufacturers in America, because the Americans are like paranoid about this, have had to issue a public statement saying they're not responsible for the virus. Brilliant.
Well, I've been looking at the stats, and as of this morning, there are 24,000 people infected, and 890 have recovered.
And 394 have died.
According to this, there's 491 dead and 23,000 suspected cases. So it's not looking too good.
I mean, things are difficult in China because, for political reasons, they don't give you the full facts. But as near as we can estimate, there's round about a 2.5% mortality rate. And I know that last year, apparently in the States, to put it in perspective, there was a 6.7% death rate from flu.
With SARS in 2002, I think there were about 8,000 people infected all in all. There were about 700 deaths. And that's a 10% fatality rate. It's interesting if you look at Spanish flu, if you know anything about Spanish flu.
Sí, señor.
My grandmother told me that when she was younger, she was about 18 in 1918, and she said she had to look after, because she lived in Ireland, lived in the middle of nowhere in Ireland, but they had Spanish flu over there, and she had to go around to all these different people, and
Spanish O flu.
Spanish O flu. It's interesting, Spanish flu, because it's different than the flus that affect older people and younger people and more vulnerable people, in the fact that Spanish flu triggers cytokine storm, which is an overreaction of the immune system. So it affected younger, stronger people more than the older people.
But it's interesting because with most of these different types of flu, it's the pneumonia that kills you. So it seems that some people can just shake off, they get, you know, the cough, cold, headaches, shivering, all that sort of stuff. And then they recover. Other people, it then affects the lungs badly because pneumonia, strictly speaking, is damage to the lungs that causes build-up of phlegm, fluid and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, all of these flus have got some respiratory aspect to them, obviously, like SARS. South Asian
respiratory syndrome, I think. I mean, that's why this one is so infectious, because it's in the air. So if you sneeze at someone, there's a chance they're going to get it. That's why it's spreading so rapidly, apparently.
Just going back to the Spanish flu, that had a 20% fatality rate, and it killed 100 million people. And it killed more in 24 weeks than AIDS did in 24 years, which is phenomenal. So it wiped out about 5% of the world population, which is, when you think about it, crazy.
Pretty big. Bubonic plague, I mean, that was the biggie, wasn't it?
The Black Death killed 60% of the European population.
Yeah.
So that's about 200 million people, because the world population at the time was about 400 million. So that is extraordinary, although you have to remember that the Black Death was a bacteria rather than a virus.
Yersinia.
Yeah, that's right. Yersinia pestis.
I think general hygiene measures, like blowing your nose or sneezing into a tissue, dumping the tissue, washing your hands afterwards, all this is going to help.
And you're not wearing a mask, though, are you?
Pardon? It slipped.
Mention this guy Ian Paterson. He's a surgeon, if not the cultural attaché from
Australia.
He's
the chap that's been taking breasts off that don't need to, hasn't he?
That's right, and not taking breasts off that needed to, yeah. And I have a little bit of an insight in this. I won't give too much away, but a friend of mine is a doctor and worked with him quite closely, and he wondered years ago what the hell this arrogant git was doing. He was just wandering around in a bow tie. He was basically persuading all these women that they should come off the NHS, go to the Spire, get really expensive surgery done, and he was just making loads of money. And when my mate complained about it, the Spire weren't interested. They weren't interested because he was one of their biggest money spinners. So I hope that, as well as him getting banged to rights, I hope Spire get fined a fortune, because they deserve it.
from Chechnya. And in Chechnya, Putin had put one of his oligarch friends in as prime minister. And anyway, this other chap, who was also Chechen, started going on the internet, Twitter and stuff like that, running down this chap and Putin. And he was taken to court, because nobody's allowed to criticise Putin. And his excuse was that he was in severe pain. And when he was taking these opioid tablets, his mind went, and that's when he ranted and raved. In the end, he had to flee the country, and he went to Belgium. And after he'd been living in Belgium for a short while, these three Russians turn up as like a senior guy,
right,
and two assistants, one of whom is a lady. And they persuade this Chechenian guy.
Do you think she was sexy and gorgeous?
Probably. Anyway, they persuade this chap that he needs a break from being in Belgium. But then who doesn't? And they take him to France, and they go to a place called Lille in France. Book into this hotel, the four of them. And the following morning, the staff are a bit curious because they'd just booked him for one night and it was 11:30 and this guy hadn't come down, hadn't paid his bill, had breakfast or anything like that. So they go up to his room and they find him lying on the floor, dead. And apparently the French police said he'd been drugged and then stabbed about 8 or 9 times in the throat. The knife was left lying next to the body, which is a sign of, it's a KGB sign apparently. So Macron is having a big fallout with Putin. And the other thing is, this isn't the first time, because about 3/4 of the way through last year, a similar incident took place in Germany with a Russian criticiser of Putin. And so the Germans have fallen out with Putin. You know, it's...
They didn't find a hot tub thermometer shoved up his bum, did they?
No.
Which reminds me, the Michael Barrymore case is coming up again, isn't it?
Allegedly, it could possibly be, just in case any lawyers are listening.
Yeah.
But the Putin thing, the other chap who's just started having a go at him, get this, is Erdogan, the Turkish Prime Minister. Because, as you know, Turkey have taken over a bit of Syria at the top as a buffer zone. And some Syrian rockets, which of course were Russian made, hit the Turkish army. So the Turks have responded by fighting back and killing some Syrians. And Erdogan has warned Putin, I mean, shows how brave he is, has warned Putin to stay out of it. Because Putin is, he's supporting the Turks, giving them weapons, but he's also supporting the Syrians.
I think the Turkish have got the second largest standing army in the world, second to the Americans.
Well, they're going into Libya as well, aren't they? I mean, the world is going mad. There's us.
Not only that, but if you notice on the telly, there's all these ads to go to Turkey on holiday. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Tracy's been saying to me, why have they got all these ads on? And because no one wants to go to Turkey. Can you catch a virus from a doorknob?
I don't know.
Which brings me back again.
But we're also going to have a Chinese virus, aren't we, when we get Hawaii?
Can I not bring
and
you back?
And you'll be on 1G.
Can I not bring you back slightly to the Barrymore case?
No, because that's sub judice. Wait until you've seen the documentary.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, Channel 4, which will hopefully reveal the whole truth and nothing but the truth about Mr. Barrymore.
Well, apparently... how can I phrase this delicately? Poor Stephen Lubbock, it's going to be reopened. On a final note, talking about breakfast, and my buddy who's howling through there in the study. Interesting that PETA, which is the animal rights group, have now said... This is a new trend in wokeism, have now said we cannot refer to our domestic animals as pets because it's an offensive term. It infers something subservient. So Buster, for instance, is no longer a pet. Mm. The phrase they've said we must use is companion.
Well, I told you when I went into Pets at Home or whatever.
They've got to change their name.
Oh, yeah. Companions at Home, yeah.
Because PETA are actually quite violent. So pets at home could get bombs through the door and stuff like this.
Well, I think I told you when I was...
At home.
Companions, when I'm waiting...
Sounds like an old person, doesn't it?
When I'm waiting there to get his claws clipped, they made me sign this, like, 10-page document. I don't know what was in it. I just signed it anyway. But I signed it, I noticed at the end, I signed it as Buster's parent. This is honestly true. And I said to the girl, she was only, like, 19 or something, I said, I'm not the dog's parent, I'm the dog's owner. And she said, oh, well, that's the way it is. And I
thought, didn't she say, I've heard the stories? But actually, you can't even put that, because what is the converse of companion? Is it companion minder? Companion friend?
Yeah. Okay. Where are you going with this?
Well, if we've got a... If Buster's no longer a pet, but he's a companion...
Yeah.
You're no longer...
Oh, I see.
You're no longer a pet owner. That's no. Offensive on two
levels. No, I'm merely a companion of his. That's all. Yeah. We're both companions of each other.
Yeah.
He holds equal status.
Yeah.
When I die, he'll inherit, well, at least half of this house.
Well, I knew that.
That's where Petter are going.
He's told me about that.
Has he?
Yes.
Well, hopefully he'll die first.
He wants your ashes buried in the garden.
Well, when I get cremated, and I might get cremated, when I get cremated... I want him immolated. I want him to throw himself in an act of self-immolation.
He's going
to
survive.
That's my funeral pyre.
Because he's in your will, he's going to survive. And he said he wants your ashes buried in a little part of the garden. Preferably where he does his business.
Okay.
So, hi, European friends. To our French friends, au revoir.
Yes.
To our Spanish friends,
hasta luego.
To
our Chinese friends, just goodbye.
To our Chinese friends, I won't have my usual order this weekend. I think I'll cancel that. And to our German friends, of course. Have we got any German friends?
Sieg Heil.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. And what about...
But Auf Wiedersehen companion.
Correct. That's right. And what about to our Russian friends?
Na zdorovye.
Yeah, na zdorovye. And watch out for the...
And to our Scottish pal up in the Highlands, hope you get 2G fairly soon. If you want any advice on computers, just call Raymond.
Yeah, call me. I know all about it now.
And he'll send one of his friends from O2 up to see you.
Right, that's it.